The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Holidays or holy days? Does it matter which days we observe? Biblical evidence shows Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. If Jesus Christ was not born on December 25th, does the Bible indicate when he was born? History convincingly shows that December 25th was popularized as the date for Christmas, not because Christ was born on that day, but because it was already popular in pagan religious celebrations as the birthday of the sun. But is it possible that December 25th could be the day of Christ's birth? Jeffrey Scheller describes the long-running discussion in his article, In Search of Christmas. Lacking any scriptural pointers to Jesus' birthday, early Christian teachers suggested dates all over the calendar. Clement picked November 18th. Hippolytus figured Christ must have been born on a Wednesday. An anonymous document, believed to have been written in North Africa around 243 AD, placed Jesus' birth on March 28th. A careful analysis of Scripture, however, clearly indicates that December 25th is an unlikely date for Christ's birth. Here are two primary reasons. First, we know that shepherds were in the fields watching their flocks at the time of Jesus' birth. See Luke chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Shepherds were not in the fields during December. According to Celebrations, the Complete Book of American Holidays, Luke's account suggests that Jesus may have been born in summer or early fall. Since December is cold and rainy in Judea, it is likely the shepherds would have sought shelter for their flocks at night. Similarly, the Interpreter's one-volume commentary says this passage would argue against the births occurring on December 25th, since the weather would not have permitted shepherds watching over their flocks in the fields at night. Second, Jesus' parents came to Bethlehem to register in a Roman census. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Such censuses were not taken in winter, when temperatures often dropped below freezing and roads were in poor condition. Taking a census under such conditions would have been self-defeating. Given the difficulties and the desire to bring pagans into Christianity, William Walsh says in his book, The Story of Santa Claus, "The important fact, then, which I have asked you to get clearly into your head, is that the fixing of the date as December 25th was a compromise with paganism. If Jesus Christ was not born on December 25th, does the Bible indicate when he was born? The biblical accounts point to the fall of the year as the most likely time of Jesus' birth, based on the conception and birth of John the Baptist. Since Elizabeth, John's mother, was in her sixth month of pregnancy when Jesus was conceived, see Luke chapter 1, verses 24 through 36. We can determine the approximate time of year Jesus was born if we know when John was born. John's father, Zacharias, was a priest serving in the Jerusalem temple during the course of Abijah. See Luke chapter 1, verse 5. According to the Companion Bible, historical calculations indicate this course of service corresponded to June 13th through 19th in that year. It was during this time of temple service that Zacharias learned that he and his wife Elizabeth would have a child. After he completed his service and traveled home, Elizabeth conceived. Assuming John's conception took place near the end of June, adding 9 months brings us to the end of March as the most likely time for John's birth. Adding another 6 months, the difference in ages between John and Jesus, brings us to the end of September as the likely time of Jesus' birth.
Thanks for listening to Biblical Evidence Shows Jesus Wasn't Born on December 25th. In the booklet, Holidays or Holy Days? Does it matter which days we observe? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.